RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Stafford out of the gun, looking left, still looking left, checks it back across the middle, intercepted on the backside. Jesse Bates, go, 20, Jesse. 15, 10, 5, house call, touchdown Atlanta.
Love that. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Garrett is filling in for Dylan behind the glass. Bo will be back with us next year, since we'll be back next year.
There you
year.
Go. Yeah, it does make it sound a little far off at this point. It does.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are about to get into the good, bad, and the ugly of last night's victory. But here are the headlines before you head out. The Hawks, unfortunately, lost again. 140-129, the Thunder took them down. That is seven losses in a row. Ravens say that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers is TBD at this point. Andy Reid plans on returning to the Chiefs as coach next season. Ole Miss running back Kawan Lacy is listed as probable to play against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And, of course, Monday Night Football. Last night, the Falcons beat the Rams 27-24. Here's Kirk Cousins after the game with Dave Archer on winning, even though they're eliminated from the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, you know, we got that question going back several weeks, and it just wasn't really a concern for me because of the character of the guys, and I know who I go to work with every day, and they're positive people. They want to do things the right way. They listen well. They're great teammates, and so if anything, I just felt the weight of, you know, you want to see guys like that go to the playoffs and have great success, and so to know that that wasn't going to happen hurt and stung, but not at all surprised by the way the guys have played the last few weeks.
I made the point to Grant last night as he and I were talking about the comments from Kirk and thinking through that and how big of a deal it is to have that kind of attitude in the locker room. And I say this, and it's just not like a, hey, you know, play for Raheem or play to save anybody's job. But just simply put, you look at the list of names of people that Drake London's looking for an extension. Kyle Pitts is not under contract. Caden Ellis is not under contract. David Onyemata. Just there's a list of guys up and down this roster that don't have contracts or homes for next year, that's why you go out and play as hard as you do. Mm-hmm. If you're Kirk Cousins, and obviously, you know, financial security next year will be fine for him, but not everybody else around him. Elijah Wilkinson. I mean, there's players throughout this roster. I think when fans tend to look at it, they go, oh, you know, but you lose, or, you know, for other teams, get a higher draft pick. Not for us right now, but there's just so much that goes into this thought process. Nobody in that locker room is going to give up. And I think they did a nice job of kind of displaying last night. They've got everybody's back right now.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely do. And usually this time, every single week, we do the good, bad, and the ugly. But after last night's victory, we got to throw that up. Yeah, we can't do that.
So vibes are too high.
Yeah, we're going to do bad, good, and great for today. So let's go ahead and start with the bad. Get it out of the way. Mike, what do you consider bad from last night?
Is there any doubt about what was bad last night? And I think it's too easy to kind of hone in on the blocked kick. And I'll go ahead and say special teams on the through. I will say I thought Bradley Pinion had one of his best games of the year. Just absolutely booming the ball when necessary. At times, he has come up a little bit short when you've really needed him to step into a ball. But I thought the blocked field goal mixed with the very end of the game when you just kick the game, what would go on to be the game-winning field goal, they go kick the ball in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And no time runs off the clock, and the Rams are allowed to bring that out to 35-yard line. When really, at that point, now all you need is, what, 20, 25 yards to get into field goal range? I thought that was an absolute blunder. I don't think that could happen in that circumstance, and I thought kicking that ball 2 yards in the end zone was bad. But the Jared Verse block, as well as that play right there at the end, special teams, as much as I liked Bradley Pinion's punting and Zane Gonzalez nailing two field goals, continues to be an Achilles heel.
I will say this, though. I was not surprised at all that the Falcons kicked the ball into the end zone. Even in that situation, I wasn't surprised it happened. I don't think that Raheem has any confidence in that unit right now.
That's fair. Yeah, that's
I just
a really
don't
good
think
point.
He does, and it's not worth the risk. And the fact that you'd rather have him come out to the 35-yard line is pretty damning. And look, it happened in that Jets game. It's the biggest reason why they lost that one. I mean, happened against the Seahawks and special teams blunders there. And
also without Josh Woods yesterday, who is one of your special teams aces as well.
Yeah, and you've been without like D'Angelo Malone and a lot of other guys who have not been a part of this team here just due to injuries or other reasons. But I mean, so I figured you were going to go that direction. I'm going to go somewhere else. And
go ahead.
It's going to be an injury related item. Brandon Dorlus, he goes down with an injury. It's a left knee, and we don't know what exactly it is yet. I know Raheem Morris is going to be asked about it today. I'm sure we'll get some kind of update after the press conference is over. That's just kind of how it goes sometimes. But it's not good. And based off the amount of pain that he was in coming off of the field and when he was being stretchered off the game out of the game, I mean, it was not good. And for a guy who leads you in sacks right now with 8.5, he had taken off this year. And after the redshirt season in 2024, you really were looking for him to take on a big role, and he did. And he's delivered in the biggest possible way. He's played 15 games now this season. That's 8.5 sacks. I mean, it's one of the best seasons of any interior defensive lineman, much less for somebody who's, 24 years old? Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's a young cat, and the sky's the limit for him. Tied for the team lead in sacks.
Well, and I feel like you could feel the energy shift when he left the game, too. The momentum changed a little bit. All right, let's move on to the good. Mike, what do you have as your good today?
I actually had the game plan on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. We talked about it at the pregame show yesterday that Kirk Cousins, over the last four games, I believe, has averaged 35 passing attempts. And I wondered how much of that would kind of play into how they went about their business yesterday, because you really needed to keep Matthew Stafford and the Rams offense off the field. And by throwing the ball around and playing from behind the way the Falcons have over the last couple of weeks, you were going to stop the clock. You risk going three and out. You risk putting their offense back on the field. I thought the game plan to hand it to Bijan a ton and to keep Kirk Cousins' passing attempts down, the only way you were able to do that is because you did jump out to a lead. And then defensively, I look at Jeff Ulbrich. You didn't go out of your way to blitz a ton. And that's been a calling card of the Falcons throughout the entire season. They're so blitz-heavy. They're blitz-heavy on third down. They brought some pressures, but even when they added a linebacker, they dropped an edge. You know, it was like very rarely more than four people that were ever blitzing at one given time. So I love the game plan from both coordinators that really came together to put the Falcons in a spot to be able to come away with the win yesterday.
Yeah, and that's my biggest one for my good. It's pressure without blitzing. It's 25% of your dropbacks did they send pressure. That's among the lowest for the Falcons this season. And that flies kind of in opposite of what they were doing in recent weeks. I mean, they had been sending a lot of pressure. And he fluctuates it based off of who he's playing, you know, because when he's playing Tyler Shough and stuff like that, I mean, he sent a lot of pressure because it's a young quarterback. When he's playing Jacoby Brissett, he sent a lot of pressure because he's somebody who lets pressure get to him a little bit. Matthew Stafford's not one of those guys. Matthew Stafford's somebody who feasts on teams who send extra bodies, especially once it's picked up with that solid offensive line that he has playing in front of him. So it was one of the biggest keys for me in this game is getting some pressure to him. And you sack him three times, you pressure him 11 times. It's the difference in the game for this team and keeping that offense off out of rhythm. There's a reason he threw three interceptions.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And pressure.
Yeah, I agree.
And last but not least, great. What do you have down for great today, Mike?
What do you think I'm what do you think
everything.
I'm everything. Everything.
On the count of three, we could just say what the great is.
John Robinson is a man amongst boys right now. And it's crazy because I think we fall into this lull of every week we see something special. And I'm as guilty of this as anybody. I do the postgame show and I'm like, all right. I even had to think about it last night for a split second. I'm like, who's the fantasy player of the game? I'm like, what am I even talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, how could that even be a thought process? But he's been so dependable. He's been so resilient. He's been a guy that, you know, throughout his three-year career has shown up and has always been in uniform and he's always doing something special. But last night, you remember, Allie, it was a conversation for us going through training camp. I think his career long was 38 yards.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have a new career long as far as explosive runs, and he's done that multiple times. And I would say a 93-yarder is almost as good as it gets when it comes to a running back being able to get into the secondary and break away from some of those people. So I think that's something, that's a goal he wanted to accomplish. It's something we're all very lucky to see. You add him into the passing game, he's your leading receiver yesterday as well. It's just special. And him setting that franchise record, I know that Grant appreciated this because Grant's a baseball guy, and any old school baseball guy would always talk about the asterisks next to the records whenever you expanded the season from 154 to 162. It mattered to me that he got that in 16 games.
Yeah.
It mattered to me that you didn't wait until week 18 to get that record. And so happy to see him come away with that. I think that he, we're spoiled watching him every week. And that's why you hear the excitement in Raheem's voice when he talks about him.
And you talk about him getting that explosive element to his game. 93 yards is the longest in franchise history. It's the longest in the NFL since 2020. It's uncanny, and you nailed it. I mean, the guy does something special every time he touches the football, and it's hard to really put it into words when it comes to just how special this guy is. When you get to watch him every week and you see him in practice, it becomes almost casual for these folks just watching this guy play. I said this on the Hometown Take. I have a buddy who lives up in Cleveland, moved up there. He's from Atlanta. Hasn't been able to watch Bijan Robinson all that much. I mean, he's got a little baby and everything else. But this was a Monday Night Football, and the Falcons were playing. He's like, I'm really excited. I get to watch Bijan Robinson. I'm like, just sit back and enjoy, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. And he's going to put on a show, and that's exactly what he did in this game.
I think it also bears mentioning, too, when you talk about his numbers. A lot of times when you have a huge – I don't remember what his stat line ended up being. Was it 197? That he ended up having on the ground last night?
195, fifth most in Falcons history.
Okay, so 195. I think sometimes when you see large numbers like that, you look at it and go, oh, but if you take away the big run, you take away the big run for him, he still had over 100 yards rushing yesterday. Like, I think that's important to kind of make sure you throw that caveat in there. It's like, oh, 93 yards. Even when you take it away, the night was still really, really good, and especially in the passing game as well. So he's just special. And there's no other way to put it. He's really, really good. And, hopefully – we can get him in some playoff scenarios in his time here in Atlanta. I think that's the next step for him.
Garrett, I do have to tell you, I got a promotional email from a Cleveland company yesterday because it was Victory Monday. And I clicked on it just to see what their merch was like. First t-shirt that's available is House of Sadness with a picture of their stadium. I was like, this is not a supportive company.
That's terrible. That's brutal.
Are they building the new stadium?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, they're moving out.
They're the ones who
didn't
set
they just
up the barge
have
fall.
A new stadium? Well, I guess when they were brought back to Cleveland,
I was going to say, what were we talking about, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. In this
been a minute.
Think about how long Turner Field lasted.
That's true.
That was, less than 20?
Yeah, I think it said House of Sadness since like 99 or something
there
like that.
Go.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
It'll end up being a 30-year stadium, which kind of makes sense.
Well, coming up, Matt Stafford did move up in a record last night. Despite that loss, we'll cover it and zoom out on the rest of the NFL next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.